理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 3. Morning is an important time of day, because how you spend your morning can often tell you what kind of day you're going to have. For instance, if you wake up to the sound of twittering birds and find yourself in an enormous canopy bed with a butler standing next to you, holding a breakfast of freshly made muffins and hand-squeezed orange juice on a silver tray, you will know that your day will be a splendid one.If you wake up to the sound of church bells and find yourself in a fairly big regular bed, with a butler standing next to you holding a breakfast of hot tea and toast on a plate, you will know that your day will be okay. And if you wake up to the sound of somebody banging two metal pots together and find yourself in a small bunk bed with a nasty foreman standing in the doorway holding no breakfast at all, you will know that your day will be horrid.You and I, of course, cannot be too surprised that the Baudelaire orphan's first day at the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill was a horrid one. And the Baudelaires certainly did not expect twittering birds or a butler, not after their dismaying arrival. But never, in their most uneasy dreams, did they expect the cacophony, a word which here means the sound of two metal pots being banged together by a nasty foreman standing in the doorway holding no breakfast at all, that awoke them.
"Get up, you lazy, smelly things!" cried the foreman in an odd-sounding voice. He spoke as if he were covering his mouth with his hands. "Time for work, everybody! There's a new shipment of logs just waiting to be made into lumber!"
The children sat up and rubbed their eyes. All around them, the employees of the Lucky Smells Lumber Mill were stretching and covering their ears at the sound of the pots. Phil, who was already up and making his bunk neatly,gave the Baudelaires a tired smile.
"Good morning, Baudelaires," Phil said, "and good morning, Foreman Facatono. May I introduce you to your three newest employees? Foreman Facatono, this is Violet, Klaus, and Sonny Baudelaire."
"I heard we'd have some new workers," the foreman said, dropping the pots to the floor with a clatter, "but nobody told me they'd be midgets."
"We're not midgets," Violet explained. "We're children.
"Children, midgets, what do I care?"
Foreman Facatono said in his muffled voice, walking over to the orphan's bunk.
"All I care is that you get out of bed this instant and go straight to the mill."
The Baudelaires hopped out of the bunk bed, not wanting to anger a man who banged pots together instead of saying good morning. But once they got a good look at Foreman Facatono, they wanted to hop back into their bunks and pull the covers over their heads.I'm sure you have heard it said that appearance does not matter so much, that it is what's on the inside that counts. This is, of course, utter nonsense, because if it were true, then the people who were good on the inside would never have to comb their hair or take a bath, and the whole world would smell even worse than it already does. Appearance matters a great deal, because you can often tell a lot about people by looking at how they present themselves.And it was the way Foreman Facatono presented himself that made the orphans want to jump back into their bunks. He was wearing stained overalls, which never make a good impression, and his shoes were taped shut instead of being tied up with laces. But it was the foreman's head that was most unpleasant. Foreman Facatono was bald as an egg. But rather than admit to being bald, like sensible people do,He had purchased a curly white wig that made it look like he had a bunch of large dead worms all over his head.